We're back. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS. Michigan U.S. Congressman Dave Camp announcing that he has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and will undergo chemotherapy, although he plans to continue working and expects a full recovery. To get a better understanding of the kind of cancer this is and just how successful treatment is, I'm joined by Dr. Sonali Smith of the University of Chicago, who's actually attending a lymphoma conference right now. Dr. Smith, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
So lymphoma, is it basically a cancer of the blood?
Yeah, so non-Hodgkin lymphoma is a group of blood cancers that tend to involve either lymph nodes or the blood itself. And I think probably the most important thing, you know, with anybody who has this diagnosis is to know that it's an umbrella term, and there's about 60 different types of non-Hodgkin lymphoma.
What exactly happens? I think when you think of cancer, you typically think of a tumor or a mass. Is that the same thing that occurs here?
It's a little bit different. Lymphomas are similar to leukemias in that they involve the blood and the bone marrow, which is the liquid part inside our bones. But they do tend to form tumors, and they usually set up shop within lymph nodes or sometimes in the other organs. But unlike the solid tumors, things like breast cancer or lung cancer, where we know, you know, a starting point and then a spreading, you know, where they might spread to, this disease really is everywhere that the blood goes. So you have to think about it as being something we call systemic. It's everywhere in the entire body, even if it only forms tumors in certain areas.
Well, that sounds frightening. Now, the understanding, though, is that this is a large B-cell lymphoma. It apparently is very treatable. How do the different lymphomas then, what's the range and how does the treatment compare?
Yeah, no, that's a fantastic question, and you're right. Diffuse large B-cell lymphoma is highly treatable. You know, as I mentioned, there's about 60 different types of lymphoma, and while it's very important to know exactly what kind somebody has in order to design the treatment, in general, we tend to group lymphomas into either slow-growing, fast-growing, or really fast-growing. If they're slow-growing, they tend to be diseases that people can live with for many decades sometimes, and we only treat them when they need treatment. If it's a fast-growing or a very fast-growing lymphoma, we have to get the treatment going pretty quickly, but the irony there is that we can actually cure a good percent of patients, not just put them into remission, but actually treat them, have the lymphoma go into hiding, and if that lasts for 5 years, those patients are cured.
I'm talking to Dr. Sonali Smith of the University of Chicago. We're talking about Congressman Dave Camp's diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, what that means, and the treatments for it. So when we talk about the growth of lymphoma, I mean, this isn't a tumor that grows in size. How does it expand then in the body?
So these cells are, you know, very tricky cells. They're B cells or T cells, which are normally part of our immune system, and they spread through the blood. And then we don't really understand why, but they can set up shop in different parts of the body, most commonly in lymph nodes, but also in some of the organs.
From what I understand, it's most common for men in their 60s to develop lymphoma. Is it understood why that's the case?
No, that's a fantastic question. Why certain people develop lymphoma, why it occurs more commonly in certain age groups, these are all questions that are actively being investigated. Certainly for diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, that is the single most common type of lymphoma that we see and you know, has a really strong potential to be cured with modern treatments.
Now, the treatment then, the only treatment that exists for lymphoma is chemotherapy?
Right, and that's a very important point to bring up. You know, unlike what we call solid tumors, you know, you can use local therapy, but when you have a cancer that travels in the blood, you have to use a treatment that travels in the blood. So surgery only works where you put your knife, and radiation only works where you aim your beam. And when you have a disease like non-Hodgkin lymphoma, where we know these cells are traveling in the blood, you have to use a treatment that travels in the blood, and that most commonly is chemotherapy, but also now a whole range of what we call biologic and targeted agents.
Now, the treatment succeeds in what percentage of the cases?
Yeah, for diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, the odds are excellent that somebody can be cured. Now, there's a lot of variability, but all comers, when we have that disease, about 80% of patients can be expected to be cured. And if somebody is younger and healthier and has what we consider a lower tumor burden, that cure rate can sometimes approach 90% or more.
So unlike other cancers, let's say lung cancer, where there is a lifestyle factor, there is no indication of environmental causes for lymphoma?
You know, that's a really large area of research. In fact, that's something that we are doing right now at the University of Chicago. That's one of our grants, is to look into why certain people develop lymphoma and to see if there's an impact of diet and lifestyle. That being said, there is no proven link between tobacco, alcohol, or other, you know, obesity or other lifestyle factors and the risk of lymphoma. However, some people do feel that a diet that is rich in vegetables and fruits may protect against developing lymphoma. And there is also some data coming out on meat and dairy products potentially increasing the risk of non-Hodgkin lymphoma. But all of this is very early, and there's certainly a lot of research that's still going on.
I'm guessing that one of the keys to treating lymphoma is to catch it at an early stage. Are there any typical symptoms that someone exhibits when they may have lymphoma?
There are classic symptoms that are called B symptoms, and this includes this triplet of symptoms such as fevers, night sweats, or unexpected or unplanned weight loss. And, you know, sometimes patients will have one or more of those symptoms, and that's how they have their diagnosis made. But to be quite honest, there's actually a huge number of patients where there's no symptoms at all, and either this is picked up on a blood test or on a physical exam or some other symptom related to where the lymphoma has decided to set up shop and where those lymph nodes are growing.
And how does lymphoma rank among other cancers in terms of how commonly it's diagnosed?
Yeah, it's the seventh most common cause of cancer in men and women. And there's about 70 to 80,000 new cases of non-Hodgkin lymphoma diagnosed annually in the United States. Mm.
Now, genetics, I know that it's considered a major factor in breast cancer, but, I mean, is there at least some initial indication that there is a genetic, a primary genetic factor in lymphoma?
Yeah, I think, you know, the most important thing in terms of risk factors for lymphoma that's been established has been an abnormal immune system. So people who have HIV or AIDS have a much higher chance of getting lymphoma. But that being said, you know, most of our patients don't have a known problem with their immune system. And naturally, genetics comes into question. The data that's out there right now is that that lymphomas do tend to cluster in families, and most patients with lymphoma tend to have some family member that also had a blood cancer, but the genetics are not as well studied as they are in breast or ovarian cancer. And, you know, again, this is something that is actively being studied. We have a cancer risk clinic that is specifically for patients with blood cancers, and we're trying to sort through what genetic factors might increase the risk of lymphoma in children or siblings of patients who have lymphoma.
And when you do get treated for this large B-cell lymphoma, I mean, is it common for someone going through chemo to be able to continue working and not have to drastically change their lifestyle?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the biggest advances in lymphoma is that the treatment has dramatically improved, both in terms of its effectiveness and its tolerability. So right now, the standard of care for diffuse large B-cell lymphoma is a combination of five drugs that we nickname R-CHOP, R-C-H-O-P, and this is given once every 3 weeks in the clinic, so as an outpatient. You know, patients don't have to be admitted. And while all chemotherapy drugs do have side effects, in general, this is one where we can very confidently monitor and prevent some side effects, and many patients continue to work either part-time or full-time, depending on their occupation.
And with lymphoma, once it goes into remission, the recurrence rate, does it tend to be less or more so than other cancers?
Well, it's hard to say if it's less or more than other cancers. I think getting patients into remission, you know, again, we can get about 70 or 80% of patients into remission. Of those patients who have it come back, if it's going to come back, it comes back in the first 2 to 3 years following the end of treatment. And again, we're talking about diffuse large B-cell lymphoma where there is a good cure rate. So, you know, there is a chance of it coming back, but having a complete response or a complete remission at the end of chemotherapy predicts for an excellent outcome.
And see, now, when it moves quickly and it's more deadly, I mean, we hear about cancers metastasizing and spreading. In this case, does it just take over the body in full in just a very short amount of time?
You know, it depends on the subtype of lymphoma that we're talking about, but for diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, it can go anywhere. I mean, this is a very sneaky lymphoma. It's been described in almost every body part imaginable, but, you know, when it's first diagnosed, when it's newly diagnosed, the vast majority of patients respond to treatment. I think the hardest part for us, you know, as physicians for these for patients who have this, is when it comes back. When diffuse large B-cell lymphoma comes back, that's when it can become resistant to chemotherapy. It learns to overcome, you know, the standard treatments, and that's when we consider things such as bone marrow transplant. You know, there's a lot of new drugs out there that are absolutely promising, and that's when we would turn to those.
Dr. Sonali Smith of the University of Chicago, we've been talking about lymphoma. Michigan U.S. Congressman Dave Camp announcing that he, in fact, has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but does expect a full recovery. Dr. Smith, thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
Thank you, and good luck to him as well.
And for more information on lymphoma, go to the website for the Lymphoma Research Foundation. That's lymphoma.org. We'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.